Okay. Online we have Robert Fields from Resonance School of Homeopathy. We also are going to share tonight with Tanya Kell with the Nashville School. Robert's going to come up first and going to ask him about, you know, why homeopathy? What got him into homeopathy? How did this passion turn into a school and a business? And, you know, I've been studying under Robert for a little over 4 years and thoroughly enjoy it. Everything that I learned about homeopathy I learned from Robert. Knew nothing about it at first. Couldn't even spell the word. And it's turned into a passion of mine also. And Robert's online schools and case history, we do cases from day one and find it fantastic. We learn how to apply the homeopathy, and we're not just studying remedies. We're seeing how to use it in practice. And so with that, I'm going to give it to Robert. Here you go, Robert.
All right. So in the guidelines that you guys have given to me, you asked me to speak about what personally brought me to homeopathy, where did I learn it, what inspired me to open a school, what's unique about the school, how long is our program, what percentage of class time and lecture is devoted to live cases, and if our school offers anatomy, physiology, and pathology and disease. So based on that, I'll start at the top about what brought me personally to homeopathy. Let's see here. This has been since the very, very early 90s that I discovered homeopathy. I had experienced for myself, I had a pretty good injury to my calf in the middle of the Grand Canyon on a rafting trip, and this girl brought me this arnica cream and said, here, just rub this into your calf, you know. And I said, yeah, I'll give anything a try. I could barely walk. I was hobbling along, you know. And the next day, there was no bruising. There was no pain. There was no physical sensations whatsoever as a result of this injury. And the day of the injury, I could barely walk. And to me, this was miraculous. So that was my very, very first introduction to homeopathy. Wow, what is that stuff? That stuff really works, you know? And but that isn't what really caught me. Years later, I was in New Zealand, and My wife at the time was experiencing a very bad eczema on her hands, and this eczema just wouldn't yield to anything. And the purpose of our journey, we were traveling with my two young children, and the purpose of our journey was healing. We wanted to heal up. And literally the first, the second day we were in New Zealand, things were so bad with my wife's hands and this eczema that I just kind of put it out to the universe, please help. I opened up a telephone book, and literally to the page that I opened it up to, I just glanced down and it said Homeopathic Society. And I said, well, that has something to do with healing, so I'll give them a call. So I called this person at the Homeopathic Society. Interesting, it was one for New Zealand, and here we're being sponsored by Nash right now, so I'm really, really happy for the homeopathic societies that support homeopathy all over the world. In any case, I said, what is this thing, homeopathy? It has something to do with healing, right? And they said, yeah. I said, this, you know, we're here on holiday. My wife's hands are really bad with eczema. We need some kind of help. You know, what can happen, you know, and can you help me? And oh, you need to talk to a homeopath, and she gave me the name of this person, and we went to Rotorua and made an appointment, and she gives her these two tiny little white pills and says she wants to talk to us in a couple weeks. I said, well, okay. So she puts these little pills in her mouth, and that's that, and we go about our business, and within the next 2 weeks, I'm seeing literally my wife's life unfold before me. Every day was like watching a journey of things that I had seen before, and I really was able to recognize it. It was so clear, it was so obvious. I came back after 2 weeks with my wife, and I said, "What were those pills you gave her?" Because that's some powerful stuff. You know, I don't know what's happening here, but something's definitely happening. And she said, "Well, you know, I gave her salt, the energy of salt. And I said, the energy of salt? You know, she gets salt every day in her diet. That doesn't add up. And she says, no, I don't want to tell you too much because someday you're going to be a great homeopath and, you know, you just need to, like, read some books and stuff and, you know, go about your business. We're on the right path with your wife's healing. And that just piqued my interest, like, to no end. I had to find out more. So I went to the library, went to the bookstores, went to the pharmacies. I got every book I could find on homeopathy and literally had a stack of about 20 and read them all within the next 2 weeks. And, boy, this one nagging thing, if less is more, then how does this thing even work? I just couldn't grasp it. Nobody had really addressed it in any of these books. A lot of them were like mini materia medicas and self-help books. And so one day I was lying on the floor of this place we were staying, and the sun was coming in, and I was just meditating on, what is this about? How does this work? And a light bulb went off, and I realized that vital force is producing all the expression of the disease. It is also simply responding to the energy of the homeopathic remedy. And when I realized that, my life changed in that instant, because I said, oh my gosh, I found the secret to healing. This resonates with everything that I'd ever believed before, but had never made that connection. And now there's a whole system of medicine based on that. So that started my passionate interest in homeopathy, and truly continued to study from that point on until this day. So I studied with at the Pacific Academy of Homeopathic Medicine, where I met Tanya. This was, I think, back in 92 or 3 or 4, and I'm not sure which year that was. 92, okay. And that was pretty nice. You were one of the nicer people there, and I always felt connected with you. And then I realized that I really needed to learn from a master, and that, you know, this didactic approach to learning was something I could do for myself, and what I needed was something far beyond that. And I went to one of their guest lectures of Vega Rosenberg and literally was swept off my feet. He did live cases. He explained cases. His ability to understand and see what was asking to be healed was off the charts. And in that, I knew I had met my teacher. And so from that point, I ended the first year at Pacific Academy and then went to study with Vega Rosenberg at Evolution of the Self School of Homeopathy, his ESH school. And he taught spirituality and with live cases. And coincidentally, Tanya was studying there also, so we've been classmates all along. I'm sure somehow our paths are somewhat similar. In any case, Vega is a master teacher, a master homeopath, and I've learned so much from him, his essences and his ability to understand cases. And after several years, I received his certified trained homeopath, whatever, certification. Shortly after that, I ended up moving away from Arizona, where his school was located, and came to Reno, Nevada. And in Reno, I hadn't really embarked. I'd done quite a few cases just, you know, through happenstance, neighbors, friends, family, you know, like that. But I hadn't really stepped into the world of professional homeopathy and you know, what that meant. And incidentally, in Nevada here, where I live, we have a homeopathic medical board. This homeopathic medical board has been around since, I believe, the early 80s or late 70s. So it was formed by allopathic medical doctors wanting to do alternative medicine. And somehow they came upon this name, homeopathic medical board, and it included a very small bit of homeopathy in what they were offering in terms of their credentialing and licensing, but really nobody in Arizona is doing classical homeopathy that I'm aware of other than myself and my students. It is pretty much based on an allopathic approach using alternative medicine. But to be able to, you know, practice homeopathy in the state of Nevada, I looked into what it would take to become an advanced practitioner of homeopathy. In Nevada, we have three licenses for medical doctors, MDs and DOs, doctors of osteopathy. They can become a homeopathic medical doctor. And then we have advanced practitioner of homeopathy and then homeopathic assistant. Well, I'm not a medical doctor, so I went for their advanced practitioner. And it was their testing was the exact same test they were giving their medical doctors. And it was pretty difficult test, only because I hadn't prepared myself, for it. And in any case, didn't pass it the first time, but I did pass it the second time and passed it with flying colors. And so now I was licensed in Nevada. And as a part of the licensing for an advanced practitioner of homeopathy, you need to have what's called a supervising homeopathic physician, an HMD that you work with. There was a doctor here that I had met, and he invited me to come and just sit in and, sit in my office for a day and see what happens, you know? So we sat there, and I started doing cases because people were telling their story, and I'm saying, this person really needs this remedy. You might, try that, And so he was going, oh, okay. And they'd give the remedy, and they'd come back in 2 weeks, and they're going, oh, my gosh, I'm doing so well. And it just happened repeatedly over and over. And in that first month, I never made any money. I just gave myself to this really enhanced introduction to his office and how things work. You know, I literally worked behind his entry door into his office. He only had one door, and I'd have to kind of get out of the way and, let people in and out. I was really clogging up the works, and he finally said, we need to get you your own office. You need to really start working here. So I said, okay. And from that point, I saw every client that came through the door, and it was a very busy clinic. As a result of that, I was able to see lots and lots and lots of cases, start working with lots and lots of people, and I spent about 8 years at that office, and I would say close to 10,000 patient visits later, really I was able to cut my teeth on all the things that I had learned and was now doing on my own. So as a result of meeting all these people and explaining homeopathy over and over and over and over again, there were quite a few people that were making requests after about a year period of time to study homeopathy. Everybody wanted to understand a little bit more about what it was I was doing. And the request sheet just grew and grew and grew until there were about 30 people. And I said, well, it looks like I'm going to have to, do a little introductory class and see who shows up. And so I did an introductory class, and everybody showed up, and everybody was quite interested. Everybody was really excited. And I said, well, if you're this excited, then, maybe we ought to organize ourselves and we'll become a school. I mean, I can do that. And so literally the next month we met again, and I officially named our school Resonance School of Homeopathy because to me resonance is the principal core idea of how and why homeopathy works. And so it was quite key to, resonating with my students and, resonating with the remedy and resonating with the case. Resonation, it's a very important word, and if you read about it, you'll see that it's key and fundamental to the idea of what homeopathy is all about. So that was January of 2001. We held our first formal official class, and every single month for one weekend, we have been meeting since then. So where are we at? We're in July of 2015, so it's been 14 years and 7 months later, and we've never missed a monthly class weekend. We have made a commitment. I have made a commitment to teaching, and it's I love it. I just love it. So that's what inspired me to open the school. At first, I kind of based the idea of how to train homeopaths on somewhat what was most important in my own personal education. I realized that there's lots of ways to learn about homeopathy, and in my opinion, some of the schools that are offering a didactic learning where you take a test and you read five chapters and now you have to answer these questions the next time you come back to class, and there's lectures and this, that, the other. It's like, to me, most of that information is easily gathered by any dedicated student who has a passion to learn, that we don't necessarily need to be told about homeopathy, that the learning about it can happen quite easily. And so as a structure of our school, there are books that we're expected to read and become familiar with, but there's really no testing involved, because the main thrust of how we've organized the school is with live cases and follow-ups. So I don't think that our school is really qualified as a school about homeopathy, but more importantly, we're training homeopaths. And from that perspective, all students are homeopathic practitioners, student practitioners, and they have the privilege of bringing someone to the class to be able to manage their case, and I lead the class and lead the case in the original case, you know, receiving of the case and the original prescription. But the student practitioner is responsible to their client, and it gives them an opportunity to really start working with people right from the get-go. I think this is equally as important as being able to be in the role of homeopath. And so it evolves continually for the student. Everyone benefits. It's a win-win-win situation. The client who comes to the class benefits by very, very low cost. Originally, we didn't charge anything, but realized that compliance was a little negligible, and when we started charging some money, people started showing up and were a lot more dedicated to it because it was a greater perceived value. So they get low cost and very high quality homeopathy and good remedies. The student gets the opportunity to learn to be a homeopath, which is an entirely different process than studying about homeopathy. Hahnemann says to be unprejudiced, be the unprejudiced observer. We find that we can really see our own prejudice when we're starting to learn to do cases and do them quickly, do them openly and efficiently. And so we will have in a class weekend four new cases, two on a Saturday and two on a Sunday, and about six or seven follow-ups on each of those days as well. And so in the meantime, between the classes and when the client comes back, the client's communicating with the student homeopath, and I have the student homeopath back, so to speak, meaning if they have any questions or concerned about what's going on in the cases they're dealing with their client, I'm there to help. And so my students have direct access to me, and I respond to them in the most expeditious way. So this is a part of a mentoring system that our school has, that I do for our school, I should say. And I think that that's probably what makes our school most unique, in that really you're going to learn to be a homeopath and do homeopathy, and the quality of your experience will increase your ability to remember remedies, remember rubrics, remember cases, remember what the energy is about. Because when we have a dry lecture and we've learned about a particular homeopathic remedy and now we have to take a case or take a test based on that, there's nothing really to hook it to. We don't have the energy of a live person there. Paper cases are really, in my opinion, not a great way to learn to be a homeopath. We really need real people. We need to be familiar with what it is to sit in front of someone and actively and unprejudicedly listen and really get it. Use both sides of our brain and develop that process in real time. So it's very, very experiential. And this is what I think makes our school most unique. So the percentage of class that's dedicated to lecture is pretty small. There's usually a time to answer questions. And so to me, answering a question that a student has is far more important than me standing up there and saying, you know, like a podium is da-da-da-da-da. It's like that to me is it's boring, number one. And number two, it isn't my style. I'd much prefer to be looking at a real case and seeing the nuances of the real case and then sharing that with my students. And so when my students have questions, it's really important for me to answer them. And it's amazing to see the quality of questions, number one, and somewhat the similarity of the questions that students come up with. And when we have a good class discussion around it, everyone benefits. Everyone benefits. So several years ago, after about, we were in year four, I believe, I was receiving a lot of requests to study, to have me come and teach at different locations around the world. And, you know, I love world travel, but the idea of making a commitment that would be, you know, worthy of having students all over the world, I just couldn't see a way to make that work. And so I decided I was going to videotape the classes. So I purchased three good quality cameras, three sound systems, and three computers and programming for receiving all of that, and started videotaping all of the classes and editing them for their content, putting titles and, you know, introduction to the videos. And I created an online program based on the live classes. It's been successful in that now students all over the world can sign up with Resonance School of Homeopathy and start doing cases. Now, it isn't like being in the live class because they're getting it in a two-dimension, which is, you know, unfortunate, but it's the best that's available. And the feedback I get from my students is that everyone gets it. They really enjoy it. And some people come to the live classes. There's no extra charge to attend live classes. In the sense that if you're signed up for the online course, then you automatically have access to the live class. So that makes our school a little bit unique because for some students that are able to attend on a monthly basis, it's like getting, you know, 4 years for the price of two, or, you know, 8 years for the price of two, excuse me. After our four-year online program, and it's 12 monthly sessions for 4 years, and if they come to the live classes as well as doing the online classes, which are going to be pre-recorded, then they're going to get twice the opportunity to learn for a single price. So I think that that's a really great feature of our school. In addition to that, we've developed an anatomy and physiology program and a pathology and disease program based on the CHC's requirements and recommended reading as such. And Dr. David Sullen is a medical doctor that I met. He is at Western University and UCLA School of Medicine. And he teaches anatomy and physiology, and he actually is quite passionate about it. And when I mentioned to him that, gosh, we really need this for homeopaths, he said, let me do it. I'll create it. Let's create this thing. And so, together we put together these two courses. And so we offer that online as well. So, gosh, that's my story. That's the story of our school. We're ongoing. We meet one weekend per month, every month, year-round, in Reno, Nevada. We have a very nice conference room, and the early students have really paid a price with that, because some of the places that we've rented have not been as comfortable as this one, and this is really, really a sweet deal. So, I guess if there's any questions that anyone might have or comments, I know I have one student, Aaron Wolf-Payton, who's on this call, that might have something he'd like to add, or anyone else has a question, I'd be happy to answer that. And I don't want to take up too much more time and leave the opportunity for Tanya to tell.
Hi, Emily is here also.
Oh, hi, Emily. How are you doing today?
Hi, Robert. I'm good. How are you?
Really well. Really well. Is there anything you'd like to share about your experience with our school?
I think I might be a little prejudiced, but I just think this program is amazing. And I have started to go to homeopathy school somewhere else about 10 years ago, and the first day I just knew it was not the right thing for me. So this is, I love this school.
What is it in your experience that makes it special for you?
Well, one of the things is that you are available pretty much all the time. I can email you or I can text you if I have a question. And, I usually hear back from you in less than 24 hours, which is really great. And the dynamic of the class, that I'm with people who have been studying with you 4 years, and then people who are just starting like me, and there's so much learning that goes on having all the different levels working together.
Yeah, I agree. I think that the highest denominator, meaning those in the class that have slightly more experience, even though you might feel like you didn't know some things, you get that information a lot quicker because it's being offered, and the expectation is this is where you're going to be also, and you're going there quickly. I find that to be a true thing with sports or any learning. If you play golf with a better golfer, you become a better golfer. If you learn homeopathy with a better homeopath, you become a better homeopath. And so I like that model. I'm glad that you appreciate that.
Yeah. And the fact that, most of what we do is hear cases is, it's what a great way to learn to be a homeopath.
It's really the only way to learn to be a homeopath. Like I say, you can learn about homeopathy in many different ways, but it's a experiential thing when you are in the role of the homeopath. So
yeah.
What other way is there to learn other than by doing cases and sitting before real people? I completely agree.
Yeah, and the fact that you encourage us to start, taking cases and working with you and, pretty much from the very beginning is, it's really great. And the fact that I've been able to already help some people and some pets because of that is really exciting.
I think one of the things that most homeopathic students struggle with is, confidence. Will I ever be a homeopath? What's it like to be a homeopath? Once I put my, name out there and I call myself a homeopath and I have people coming, what am I going to do? I've never done this before. And I think that If you haven't seen many, 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 many cases, then, you know, there's not room for a lot of confidence to be built. But in the 4 years of the online program, there's over 200 new cases. And in the same four-year period of time, in real lifetime, that we're seeing live cases in Reno, Nevada, there are another 200 cases, or more than 200 cases. So in a four-year period of time, the student gets to work on more than 400 cases, and 200 of those are going to be with real live people. And then if they're doing any cases outside of the class, I mentor them in that. And so some of our students have, they've seen 50, 60 cases that I've helped them with and you know, reviewed and, you know, gave them encouragement or gave them advice. And it's, frankly, I really love it. And it's how a person becomes a homeopath. They need to have confidence. And they need to know what they're doing. And after seeing many, many, many cases like this and working on them personally, it is the way to become a homeopath and put out your sign and get your credential, however that is for you. But more importantly, you have the confidence to be able to do it.
Yeah. Thank you, Robert.
All right. Well, thank you very much for this opportunity. I really, really appreciate it. And I hope this is helpful for anyone considering studying homeopathy. And like I said, many schools out there, but I'd love it if you come and study at our school. So there's an invitation there. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Robert.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robert.